tonight's business and went under advisement. Now we'll move under, move on to old business, and at this time, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Burrow. This is case number 10,319. If you would help, clarification, please.
Yeah, this was the AT&T application. I know there have been some questions about some of the materials that have and haven't been handed out to everyone. I had listened to the tape this afternoon of the hearing and the motion that concluded the hearing on December 15. The motion that was made by Mr. Mills clearly left the record open for both parties to submit written information regarding the effect of the proposed tower on property values. And that information was to be submitted on or before January 12. And the motion and the discussion also specifically closed the public hearing at that time. And then when Mr. Calloway recited the motion, it was seconded, and we recited the motion again, emphasized that both parties had the opportunities to submit the written materials. The only written materials which were received by planning and zoning on or before that deadline were two appraisals, which had been submitted by Mr. Hardesty. One looks like it had been prepared by Andy Realty, and the other Tidewater Properties. There was an additional submission that came in with those appraisals. However, that went well beyond the limits of the motion that had been made and approved by the board, and was more in the nature of argument and justification as opposed to written materials regarding the effect of the proposed tower on property values. Similarly, there was on the table today a letter from Pamela Scott, the attorney for the applicant, which also included a survey. Since, however, that was not received by the January 12 deadline, that should be disregarded. There were also, I saw some letters that some of you may have received. I know Mr. Mills received at least three letters separately addressed to him, and I have those. Those are also not to be considered as part of the record. Anything else which any of you received after December 15, other than the two appraisals that should have come to you in the mail from the county, should not be part of the record, should not be part of your discussion. Ms. Scott's letter also suggested that the county could reopen the hearing in order to have testimony from the appraisers and cross-examination. Right to cross-examination for a zoning hearing is not established by any constitution or state or county ordinance, and it's not part of your rules of procedure, so there's nothing that requires the hearing to be reopened at this point.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, further, upon entering the building this evening, I was approached by the captain. I believe he said he was a captain of Woodland Ferry, who wanted to discuss the case, and I advised him that it was, you know, I couldn't consider anything or hear anything outside of the public hearing, which was already closed.
Okay.
So, Rick, this one, the game, use this one.
Should not be considering that.
Just these two. Did you see those in the mail?
Yeah, I got those from the county, yes.
Everybody look through it?
I breezed through it, but
I think it both of the appraisals clearly show that installation of a tower on the adjacent property would lower the property value, which, in my opinion, substantially affects adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. How do you all feel?
How do you do?
I do. Workman does.
I do have another question though for Susan. On the
height of that tower, is it 180 feet or 100 on the, is it going to be higher than 180 feet?
You want to see this?
Can we see it?
Can you even talk about that?
What's that?
The height of the tower?
The height of that tower is 180, it's...
And whatever came in December 15th, yeah, absolutely, that's part of the record.
Well, according to the application, erect a 180-foot tower.
Yeah, I thought it was 180.
180, but if it's over that? It can't be over that.
No.
Well, no.
No, well, and doesn't that, that does require a variance because it's over 150.
And I think that was in the application.
But we don't have approval for 180 feet, though.
If it were approved for 180, it could not be higher than 180.
Right, than 180.
Right, great.
Okay.
And it does say special use exception and variance.
I thought there was...
Okay. So that was the request. But according to the Handy Realty appraisal evaluation, estimated market value as is, $290,000. After the construction of a cell tower, $200,000. It's about 33% or 30%, something like that. That's significant. And...
Just part of the application.
Their property valued, current value at $350, and if the tower was installed, $245, about the same.
About 33%, 32.
Yeah. The property value is diminishing already. I would think that's substantial.
Proving it's going to lower the value of that property.
And not just, I mean, if it reduces the value of this, the adjacent property, I would think it would do the same with the surrounding properties, nearby location, same road frontage.
Am I correct?
I think this applicant probably has the same argument as the people did in Woodland.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
If not more so, because it's in very close proximity as opposed to across the river.
We've already got proof showing it's diluting the property value now.
I think, as I recall, I didn't see where the previous request, would have, would have affected adversely. But this is a different case and a different consideration, and I think this one would substantially affect adversely.
So you said joining your neighboring properties. Mr. Johnson? How do you feel?
The report, I think this is the first time we've had a report of this. It reflects an appraisal. I had not been aware that we set a limitation on December 12th, I believe.
January 12th.
January 12th. To submit anything?
Yeah.
I hadn't remembered that.
That was in the tape.
The January 12th, absolutely, was in the tape. By the way, that's not... You know, that's available over the internet. Anybody can go on and listen to that. Mm-hmm. There's deliberations as well. It's not just limited to this desk any longer.
Y'all ready to vote?
No.
Mr. Gabe?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,319, as I believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,319. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10,319 is denied. Okay, we'll move on next.